Hey, it's Brian, and we're back with a new episode of Stream Close Up, the podcast where we talk to the creative forces responsible for the shows that you're streaming. Today we have a surprise guest. Actress Lieve Muniz joins us on the show. You may have seen Lieve in the news recently with the announcement that she'll take on the starring role playing Detective Fredrika Bergman in Stockholm Requiem. That's a new miniseries based on Christina Olsen's books that's set to debut early next year, so keep your eyes open for Lieve in that. You probably know her from her various TV and film roles. She's currently back in season 2 of Torpedorna, where her character Camilla is taking on a more central role in the story. She also had a short but impactful part as Patricia in the opening episodes of Advokaten, and that makes her the third guest from that show to join us here on the podcast. Last year, she starred in the comedy All Inclusive, acting opposite Suzanne Reuter. Among other things, we'll talk to her about her big breakthrough, which was her first feature film, Mypho, and how she became a part of that production. We'll get into how important it was for Lieve to go to drama school despite achieving early professional success in film and TV. And we'll hear a little bit about how her career has evolved from a dream that she didn't dare to share to the leading lady that she has become. First, a little bit of housekeeping. There's a new way to reach us. In addition to our famous Twitter account, at Stream Close Up, we now also have a Gmail account, so you can reach us by mail at streamcloseup@gmail.com. That's streamcloseup@gmail.com. Use that address if you want to get in touch, if you have any questions or ideas that you want to share. So follow us on Twitter and reach out via Gmail at streamcloseup. All right, let's get to it. In for her Stream Close-Up, Lieve Muniz. Yeah, radio voice time. And is it Lieve Muniz?
Yes.
Lieve Muniz.
Muniz.
No, but I should get that right. That's the least I could do. All right. Welcome to the show, Lieve Muniz.
Thank you.
Did I get that right?
Muniz. It's hard to pronounce, yes.
Lieve is up here. She's in the news right now for a big project coming up on Seymour that I guess we'll see sometime next year.
Yeah, I think... in January 19th. I don't know exactly, but...
News just broke.
We'll see.
Can you tell people a little bit about the project?
Yes, it's Christina Olsson, a famous crime writer. She's done a couple of books, a lot, I think 6 or 7. And we are doing 5 of her books.
Oh, wow. So would you be the lead in all 5?
Yes.
Fantastic. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great. Great, great.
And Seymour has this great tradition. I mean, they've done the Hamilton and a couple of these other sort of long-running recurring series.
Gråzon
now is out.
And a series, I did Torpedorna, but it's what do you call it? Seymour, you can see it on Seymour, but what's... TV4 had it.
As well.
Yeah.
And Torpedorna, there was a little break between the first season and the most recent season?
I think 2 years.
Why was that?
I think it was because it was a very popular series, but we needed more than 1 million viewers. And we got around 800,000.
På gränsen.
På gränsen. But the one who liked it really loved it. So they were like, please, please get us another season. So it was, they couldn't really decide if it was worth it or not. But we did one, another season.
And they couldn't hold it back.
No.
That must feel nice.
Yes, because I love doing that.
A fun crew on that. Drago Mirsic is part of that cast as well. We've had him up here on the studio. He's a fun guy.
Yeah, I love him.
So I saw that you said that this season is changing, that there's more focus on the women in the series.
Yes, because the first season it was mostly Leo Rassak or Torkel characters. But in this season, me, myself, my character, Camilla, get caught in the circus. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What I mean? Yeah. And of course, Carolina Ginning's character. We get dragged in the conflict.
Okay, a little bit more, a little more central. Right. Yeah. That must be interesting from an acting perspective.
Of course, yes.
Can we roll it back a little bit? I sort of saw you for the first time in Advokaten. We had Alexander up for an interview. We had Malin up for an interview. And then I was watching a couple nights later with my wife, All Inclusive. And I thought, wow, this is an amazing actress. These are two very different roles, this sort of broad comedy that you're carrying and this, I don't know how to say, more buttoned-down character maybe that you have in Advokaten. This would be interesting. Who is this woman? She's coming out of nowhere. I should meet her. And then I realized when I did my homework, it's not that you're coming out of nowhere. You've been around for a bit and have quite the IMDb list and quite the list of accomplishments. Mm. But if we roll it back, I know you're a trained dancer. Is that correct?
Yes.
As well. Before you sort of go to study dance at a high level, when you're a little younger, do you have the bug to perform? Do you want to be an actress at that point?
When does That was my dream, but I didn't have the courage to say it. So I was like, no, I'm into dance.
hiding behind the dance.
Yes.
So how did you make the leap? How did you decide to say to someone, hey, I want this role or I want to do this?
To be honest, it was a friend of mine telling me, like, what do you want to do when you get older? I was like, maybe dance, or I don't know, be a sjukgymnast. What do you say?
Nurse.
Yeah. And she was, what? You want to be an actor? I was like, do you know that? She was like, yes, of course. Everybody knows that. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm not hiding this so well.
So then I was like, it's time to me to just say to myself and to others that this is my dream.
And were you still studying dance at this point? Had you finished school? Where were you?
I think I was at high school.
At high school, okay. And did you feel relieved, or was it frightening to have to say it at this point? I mean,
no, I felt relieved. Okay, really, yeah.
And who do you start telling?
The first one.
Yeah, it's clear everyone else sees it. Now you're going to have to say it. Who do you start telling? How does it become reality?
Gymnasiet, what is that?
High school.
At high school, I went to this, I studied theater and dance.
Okay.
And the last season, I tried out for scenskolan, drama school, and I got quite far, and it was like this dream can be reality. So at that point, I started to say to people, "I want to be an actor."
What did trying out for drama school mean? Did you have to work up a scene? Did you?
Yes, a couple of scenes. It's four tests. First, one scene, and then if you pass that, it's another scene, and if you pass that, then it's 2 weeks of working at the school
to see if you really can cut it.
Yeah.
And where is that school?
It's in Malmö, Stockholm, Göteborg, okay, and Luleå.
Okay, the drama school. So did you get in, or did you?
After 7 years.
After 7 years. Okay, yeah. So you went, tried again, trained or studied in between with somebody? How did that work out?
I worked. I did a soap opera, and I did a movie, and I did theater.
Okay, so you're putting yourself into it. You've decided to do this and you're getting work. You got work in a soap opera. What was that like? Did you have an agent? How does this all happen?
I was around 20. And this was really the soap opera area in Sweden. And this soap opera was like the spiken i kistan for soap opera in Sweden.
The final nail in the coffin.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. we did 2 episodes a day. So it was, you know, soap opera is fast, but this was really fast. So it was, you nearly knew the lines before you was shooting. It was very stressful and it didn't become really good at all.
Was it interesting training, though? I mean, to see that you could do this, you can make a TV production this quickly.
Yeah, because even though it was not that good, it was a lot of people telling me, like, you're good. You should really do this. So some kind of confidence.
So even if the production itself wasn't great, you got some nice experience in it.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it called?
Hotel Seger.
Hotel Seger, okay. That was the end of soap operas in Sweden, Hotel Seger.
Yeah.
And so you do a little stage work as well? What were you doing then?
I did a theater called Mad about feeling depression and I'm so bad in English.
Angst? What are you looking for?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm looking for a name for all of these kind of
take it in Swedish.
Yes, but I don't know in Swedish. wait. Psykisk ohälsa.
Okay, yes, the psychological illness.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
So you haven't studied yet. You have a plan that you're going to get into the drama school. You're going to, whatever, take 7 years, you're going to stick with that. You're going to do that. But you're already getting work. That must feel great.
Yes. And that is strange because somehow I don't have the real confidence, I think, because at that time I was like, I'm not really an actor if I don't have went to drama school. So I probably would become an actor even though I haven't got into drama school, but for me it was important.
Some sort of official stamp that that you can do this.
Yeah.
More than, okay, these people are hiring me but they don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
very odd. The film that you referred to, was that Mifo?
Yeah.
So you got Mifo before you were studying acting. And Mifo made a little bit of a ripple, made an impact as a film?
In Sweden or for me?
In Sweden?
In Sweden, yes, it did. Quite many have seen it, yeah.
And for you?
For me, it was huge. Because I got the chance to work with Jonas Karlsson and Livia Millhagen. And of course, the director, Daniel Lind Laglöf, who is not with us anymore, unfortunately. So it meant so much for me to
How does it happen that you end up on Mifo?
Yeah, and that's a fun story because the director just passed the theater I was working at the time and was like, I have nothing to do tonight, so let's see what this theater is about, and saw me and was like, I want to work with her. And so I did an audition. And
were you doing Mad at that time?
Yes, it was.
Wow. It's interesting how things come together. Just walking by, I have nothing to do. Oh, wow, I'm going to discover Liv here. Exciting. And I see that you have a soundtrack credit as well on Mifo.
I have?
Are you singing on that, or is that do I have that wrong? Is that something else?
Is it when I'm singing next to the piano?
Yeah, exactly. Are you a trained singer at all, or is this?
No, okay. Not at all.
It just stood out on your IMDb page. Soundtrack, that's interesting.
Really? Maybe it's because I've done a children's show where we sang songs.
What was that?
It's called Mattelandet.
Mattelandet. Is that the Barn Kanellen or?
Ah,
Who did you do that with?
Johan Ulveson, Evin Ahmad, Henrik Johansson.
Henrik Johansson. Mm. How long ago was that?
It was one season.
One season. Okay. There's this great tradition of children's TV and filmmaking here in Sweden that, a lot of people come through. I see all these great names on these projects, that even these small kids things or these Christmas calendars.
Yeah.
You know, wow, who was that who worked on those things? Part of the training ground.
Yeah.
Nice. So Mifo was fell into your lap kind of thing.
Mm.
Do you start to feel, okay, I'm an actress now, or do you still need this sort of confirmation from school, or does it change anything for you inside?
Though it changed a lot of for me inside, I still wanted to go to drama school. Mm. Yeah, it was important for me.
And did it change, like, your chances for work? Did people see you there and say, hey, we'd like to work with you on other projects, or?
After Mifo?
Yeah.
Especially Daniel, the director, wanted me in other projects.
Mm. So what did you do with him otherwise?
I did a TV series called Bibliotekstjuven with Gustav Skarsgård.
Skarsgårds are everywhere.
Yes, I know.
So was that a drama or?
A drama. It's based on a true story about a librarian selling out old famous books.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't heard that, but stealing them from the library?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Were you the librarian or were you the detectives who solved it? Or what?
No, I was the librarian's wife.
The librarian's wife, okay. Aha, were you in on it?
No, I didn't know anything. Mm.
Anything. And anything else with him?
Let's see. Yes, we did Allvarsamma leken as a serious game as theater.
As theater?
Uh-huh.
And where was that?
At Stadsteatern.
And what was that experience like?
It was really important for me at the time because it was before my children, and we had a lot of very interesting discussions about relationships and life that meant a lot to me. You know, because I was around 27 or 28, and you know, before you settle down and like, I want to be with this person, and I want to have a family with this person. It was important, more like in the guideness of my life.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Because those were themes in the story, or those were things that you were talking about as a cast, or both?
Both. Mm.
How different is it to work on a stage production than, for example, a film? Is it more intense? Is it more relaxed? Is there any difference?
Yes, it's a huge difference in a way, but in another way, it's like it's the same. You have to get the audience with you. But of course, it's a difference when I did the play Allvarsamma leken. I have done it as a movie also, but when I did it as a play, it was I had a pretty small part. So then you don't rehearse all the time. Now when I'm doing Kristin Olsson Deckarna, when I'm playing Fredrika Bergman, I'm working all the time because I have the main part. So it's, of course, it's different. But yeah, in a way, it's more intense with theater. It's like after 4 hours rehearsing, you are done. You're so tired, but you can film a whole day, like 10 hours. I film 10 hours often.
And it doesn't feel like the same burden that those 4 hours of rehearsing.
No.
Okay. So 10 hours a day. Oof, it's not all glamour as everyone thinks it is. So have you started filming this new project?
Oh, yeah.
So are, these are the 10-hour days that you're talking about and sitting together and sort of working out the details on the characters and all that kind of stuff. Mm. How much fun is this?
Oh, I love it. And now the director, we have two directors, Lisa Olin and Karin Fahlén. And Karin Fahlén did All Inclusive also. And I love working with them both. And Karin Fahlén too. It's so nice for an actor to come back to a director, you know, it's very, I can't really explain, but it means a lot when you get picked twice.
Again, okay. So they trust you.
They trust you.
And there's sort of a comfort level. You understand how this ensemble is going to work because you've been through it before.
Yes, yes. And they know... they know what you can do, and it's such a blessing.
Do you feel that you have like a lane that you're in that you can do versus things that you can't do? Because I think in the few things I've seen you in, it's very diverse performances that I've seen. So what can't you do? I would ask.
Oh, if you ask me, it's a lot. But you know, that's the blessing with working with Karin Fahlén, because she's like, no, you can do that.
I'm sure you can do this. That's why I took you in.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, but I think as an actor, you have to know your grounding, your basics. Like, I look pretty nice, you know, like I so if I playing nice, it gets too much. Do you know what I mean?
No, sure. You're right. You don't want to turn it up too much, what's already there, or you need to know what you're starting with. I get that.
Exactly. You get to know what you're starting with. So that's... It's I have to work harder to know to be aggressive and to be a hard person. That takes more energy than to play. You know, I can sound like a kindergarten person if I take it too far.
Okay.
I have to work to not, you know, go be too sweet.
Got it. And is being tough part of your, is that part of your new role that you're putting on now?
Yeah.
Being hard and being tough. I look forward to seeing that. It's going to be very exciting to see how that evolves. You mentioned All Inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So you got involved with that because the director wanted you again.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that experience like? I guess you shot on location.
We shot in Croatia.
Croatia. And what was that? What was that like, the whole thing? I mean, it's a very sweet sort of part that you have, that you want to do something for your mom, and then there's this sort of, I don't want to call it a romance, but the young boy is also infatuated with you, and sort of it's a really nicely done, a really sweet story. How was it working with Suzanne Reuter, for example?
Oh, that was... I loved working with her, and she's so honest, and she's no one could say a line like Suzanne Reuter. She is, I think she is really strong and big talent.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I learned a lot, and I really, really appreciated working with her.
When did you shoot that? Was that last year? Or was it?
Oh, let me see. Last 2 years ago.
2 years ago. So you've been very busy then.
Yeah.
A couple of films, some TV here and there. The role in Advokatina. How did that come about? That's where I first saw you.
Yeah.
You play Patricia in what is it? The first 4 or 5 episodes.
Maybe I should not.
Got it. Exactly. How much do we say? People, if you're not watching, you better catch up, because there are going to be spoilers coming on this show eventually. It's going to have to happen.
They called me and asked me for an audition. And
have you worked with people in the production before, or they just knew who you were? Your your go-to Swedish actress?
No, I never worked with them. So I think it was the casting director asking for me. I don't know if the director knew me. I don't think so.
What did you know then about the project when they call you? They say, hey, there's a new TV show coming up. We have a part for you. Or do they? How much backstory do they give you?
Well, that's about it. It's a new TV show. I read the scenes. I didn't get any script or so, no.
And you said, okay, this is something I want to do. This will be fun.
Yeah. And, you know, when I met Alexander, I was like, I felt like we had a really great chemistry. And I was like, I really, really want to work with him because he's so fun and he's such a great actor and it's so easy. So I was like, I hope I get this part.
Yeah, they call it work.
Yeah.
he is just a bundle of positive energy.
You
can't be around him without sort of being uplifted somehow. That was my experience with him.
Oh, yeah.
And so what's the response been for you? Have people recognized you in Advokaterna?
I get mails.
You get mails?
So I don't know. I haven't been on the street or so, but mails I've got.
How do you see yourself sort of in your career? Mm. So you've done a lot and you're, I guess, having a moment now. You're about to take over this lead in what's hopefully going to be a really nice, strong franchise. Do you feel yourself becoming a star? Do you feel yourself like fulfilling a plan or does it just happen for you day by day?
Oh, that's a hard question.
You don't want to say that you had a plan. You don't want to admit that you wanted to be an actress.
I had a plan. Oh, yes, I had. But you know, I think now for me, you know, it's my, I don't think I try to not think about the career because I feel like it doesn't make me feel good if I think about it too much.
It's interesting. I talk to a lot of actors and actresses now. There's a reoccurring theme that people don't like to watch themselves work.
No, I hate it.
And there's a very sort of distinct difference between sort of chasing work and doing work.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yes, that's so true. Because you have to, you know, like, I always gonna chase work. I don't need to feel bad because I have to do it. It's part of the work. But it's so easy to, you know, oh my God, I have to chase work again and nobody wants me, la la la. You know, you have to just, it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get up in the morning, no one wants me, but at least I have a job to go to. Okay, so you're going to play Fredrika Bergman now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great undertaking and a great challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the dream role for you if you could pick any part for yourself? What is it that you'd love to play?
Mm-hmm. I have a dream role. What? And I have.
Can you talk about it or do you?
Yeah. I'm not going to perhaps tell you too much, but I have a dream role and it's a politician.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we haven't seen many Swedish women been portrayed in the politic area in Sweden, and I would love to.
An historic drama, or?
Kind of,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. All right, we'll leave it at that. Let people wonder about that. Are you writing or doing anything else aside from acting and dancing? I mean, I mean, in this modern world, you see sort of more and more performers sort of taking responsibility. Okay, I don't wait for work. I'll create work for myself. What's your approach to that?
I've tried to write myself with two other people. But I would love, maybe perhaps not do it all by myself, but create a group and do it together. That would be my dream. And when I work with Karin Fahlén, she is like a director who invites you to be part of the process. So that kind of way I would like to work.
So you enjoy sort of learning and watching the process unfold while you're on set. So from this, you get this script to we shoot some things and this is what comes out the other end. Are you surprised by the results of the things you work on when you're shooting your scenes for, say, Advokaten? Did you expect it to come out the way it did, or did they create something different? Do you watch? Do you watch yourself?
Not that much. But Advokaten, of course, sometimes you get surprised. But as you are so self-centered as an actress, you know, like, oh, why did they take that scene? And why did they take that angle? Don't they see, like, how ugly I look? It's mostly that kind of thoughts.
different kind of criticism.
Yeah.
Than the rest of us are seeing. I find it a fascinating process to go from sort of what you see on the page to what comes out a year later or whatever. And the idea that, okay, you had to trust the rest of the people who were involved in this process to make it something different or something better along the way.
I mean,
the collaborative part of it all.
Yeah. You know, for me, you know, I can, the only thing I could, I have a, perhaps a, someday you're going to be a direct something or things like that. But like to be a great photographer, it's like, that's the I think it's such a no forget it. Okay. I don't.
It takes a lifelong effort just to become a great photographer. So I like to wind it up asking you. You've worked on Advokaten. That's the Via Play project. You're signed up for Seymour TV4. How important is all this sort of streaming opportunity to you as a performer? I mean, 5 years ago, I guess we didn't have any of these places, and now they're all committed to producing their own content. Do you feel that as an actress, that that creates opportunity, or is that just sort of irrelevant to what you do?
No, I feel like it really changes our the work industry for us, really, and I love it. No, I can really feel like there's something going on that is new.
Nice. Nice. I think it's an exciting time to be a creative force, I would say,
In
Scandinavia. Certainly for all these writers of noir décoré. It seems to be something out there. Are you a fan of the Christina Olsen books? Do you read them all? Are you ready?
I love them.
You love them, okay.
Yeah, I really do. I think she's an extremely good writer. Yes.
All right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up here. We've had some nice time with you. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you.
So we'll look for Fredrika Bergman.
Yes.
Your version coming sometime in the new year on Seymour. In the meantime, people can find you in the first few episodes of Advokaten. They can watch All Inclusive. They can find Kiss Me. They can find all your work all over the place. So if you don't know who Liv is, as I didn't a few months ago, spend a little time. You'll be thoroughly entertained.
Oh, thank you.
Quite impressed. Again, I thought your range from sort of the light comedy to the heavy stuff to the police work, I'm totally, totally blown away.
Thank you very much.
And thanks again for coming. Thanks for joining us. Once again, Liv arrived a little bit unexpectedly, so we didn't get to cover everything that we might have liked to. For example, I'm kicking myself right now for not asking her about Kiss Me, which is a beautifully shot love story. If you haven't seen that, I can highly recommend it, Kiss Me. I would have also liked to have heard about her work on Etta Nuller and Hamilton, but hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to her again in the future. Nevertheless, it was a pleasure to meet her, and I hope you enjoyed listening in on our conversation. Once again, I'm Brian Laffin. Stream Close Up, as always, is produced by the great Jose Fernandez Alameda. And as always, we'd like to thank the good people at I Like Radio for giving us a home. We'll be back soon with another episode of Stream Close Up.